Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it hard, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. Sandy, we are starting with you. What's your deep, dark entrepreneurial secret?
You know, that's a tough question to broadcast. You know, I think the real key or the secret to being a successful entrepreneur is being honest with yourself. What are you really good at? What do you stink at? And really be honest about that and surround yourself with the people that have skills in areas that you're lacking. I think that's really the secret and the key to running a successful business, whether it's a gas station, a deli, a Fortune 500 company, or a startup, it's all the same. The vibe always starts at the top of any organization, and the really good leaders are honest about their abilities.
Smell new.
Okay. Based on my experience, I want to share a point is that innovation always comes from something that is unexpected. This is something that I... based on my own experience, I just want to share some of my personal stories. One of the innovations I made during my postdoc, you know, that I'm working, you know, that very hard to just solving a technology bottleneck here. But I'm using, you know, everything I searched from the literature, you know, that, but it didn't work. But one day, you know, that I fabricate some samples, you know, that, but based on the design from the literature, it didn't meet the specs. So it's indeed some kind of failed samples. But at that time, I'm thinking about, okay, this sample is already there, was already there, so how about we just test them? You know, so I didn't throw them away, and I tested. It really solves my bottleneck, and I'm just dig a little bit into why those kind of the unexpected results is solving the problem, and I discovered some new, you know, that phenomena that, you know, that really shined my postdoc work. So you just try to be open-minded, and then you can really make some real innovations.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great story. Yeah.
Screwing up has its benefits.
Stephanie Collar, what is your secret?
My secret would be when opportunity presents itself to say yes. You may not know what's going to happen. So my very first business that I started was selling wedding invitations. Like back when you had the big books, before digital anything, you'd take your big books in. And I went to sell one of my good friends her wedding invitations. She worked with her father. I said, is your dad here? She said, yeah, we went to see your dad. They were vendor reps to QVC. So I have this big book of paper in front of me. And he says to me, we're getting ready to put a set of all occasion greeting cards on QVC. And we need somebody with a background in paper. Do you want to go on QVC? Sure, let's do it. And that led to 8 years of selling gifts and novelties on QVC. And all because I started my wedding invitation company. And when someone said, do you want to? I said yes. So you cannot ignore opportunities that present themselves to you out of fear, out of hesitation. If there's an opportunity, you say yes and you figure it out afterwards.
I'm going to go and say, just, you know your numbers. If you're in business, fight to make sure that you understand what's coming in, what's going out, where it's going in your business. I think too many entrepreneurs don't really understand the basics of what, you know, like a profit and loss statement, pretty basic, a balance sheet, and then even cash flow if you can get to it. But at least understanding, you know, what's coming in and going out. And it sounds pretty basic, but it is. And I would say a lot of online education courses for entrepreneurs are not so well attended when it comes to the finance part. Some people just really avoid it, and you can't.
I would say another piece of advice I would give to startups in any business, have really good accountants and attorneys to advise you. I can't tell you how, at the end of the day, you could have the greatest idea. It really is about the money. At the end of the day, we're in business to make money. Surround yourself with really professional accountants that can help you, because if you're not in charge of your numbers, the business is running you. You're not running your business. Mm-hmm. And last piece of advice, this is from our friend Confucius back in the day, your old friend. If you don't change your path, you might wind up where you're going. So pivots are good. If it doesn't work here, go to door number three.
But open that door.
Open,
open that door, yes.
Open every door. Because the gold is behind the 47th door.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I do this every week. I'm going to get down in the weeds a little bit this week. First of all, to Sandy's point, you know, you cannot do everything for your company yourself. So you do have to hire experts. So Gearhart Law has a marketing agency, and they're pretty good. And they sent us this article, and this is kind of a secret because I don't know if everybody knows it yet. It blew me away. Google has changed their algorithms again for when people are searching for your website. And most businesses have a website, right? Well, they're favoring video. And what this article said is if you just have text on your website, like even if you're putting a new blog on there every week, it is not going to rank your website higher. So you have to have rich media, which is video, polls, and it doesn't have to be on your website. So it's looking at YouTube, it's looking at Instagram, different places. You have to be on the internet somewhere with video or quizzes or polls or picture carousels or something like that. So talk to your marketing company about it.
Great. And so that's it for us this week. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.